From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Opponents of the medical marijuana amendment that will appear on the November ballot in Florida have just received a $2.5 million campaign contribution from casino billionaire Sheldon Adelson. The polls show a lot of support for medical marijuana in Florida, but this is a lot of money. WLRN's Rick Stone has the story.
It'll take a 60% majority in November for the medical marijuana amendment to pass, but campaign manager Ben Pallara of United for Care hasn't been worrying. Surveys over the last year routinely find support for the measure at 60 and 70%.
Quinnipiac has it at 88%.
The latest survey came with a finding that support is broad-based, bipartisan, and draws from all ages and races.
But whether or not they'll go out to vote is a much different story.
Barry University political scientist Sean Forman warns the contribution from Sheldon Adelson, owner of the Las Vegas Sands Casino Company and the world's eighth richest man, might be a problem for the pro-marijuana campaign.
Once we see money running ads with some scare tactics in them, it could, if not peel away voters, at least keep them home.
Forman says as long as the medical marijuana science remains unclear and fears persist that the proposed amendment will not prevent abuse, the opponents will have an opening to undermine support. But Pallara believes support for medical marijuana is as firm as it is broad.
People believe that if a doctor recommends something to their patient who is suffering from a debilitating disease or medical condition, that they should be able to follow their doctor's recommendations without having to live like a criminal.
Adelson's contribution is a complication on other levels as well. His gambling ambitions in Florida will depend on the approval of state Republicans, including Governor Rick Scott, who also oppose medical marijuana. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
The unexpected defeat of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor has many analysts and pundits saying immigration reform is now dead. Matt Lazo reports from Washington that Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio and others say the writing was already on the wall.
Immigration advocates have been pressuring Eric Cantor all year to bring the comprehensive Senate immigration bill up for a vote. He's refused. But now that he's been knocked out, advocates are looking for an ally in the Republican leadership. But analysts say there aren't many GOP leaders willing to stick their necks out. While Rubio helped forge the compromise Senate bill, he says he understands the mistrust in the Republican Party over the administration's handling of border security.
Immigration has never been an issue that is a politically popular one. There's legitimate concerns about rule of law. I think those have only been exacerbated by this administration's unwillingness to enforce the law.
Many Virginians say the National Press Corps is misreading Cantor's loss. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says his TV was flooded with ads from the GOP primary, and not too many were about immigration.
You know, Virginians sometimes don't want you to be too Washington. I think it was explained more than that. I think immigration was really a non-factor in the outcome. I live across the street from Eric's district. I know the district very well. I don't think immigration was much of a factor at all.
Even so, many Republicans believe Cantor lost because he embraced components of comprehensive immigration reform, which means party leaders are unlikely to touch the controversial topic ahead of November's elections. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.